As we leave the Arizona Sonoran Desert Museum, we head directly east towards the Tucson Botanical Gardens.
A lot closer to downtown. Just all kinds of wonderful places to have, just to be inspired. You know, you can go to see the plants that you're wanting to plant, but also if you're wanting to inspire the next generation, they have such great classes that you can participate in, family camp, self-guided tours. And, you know, if you're not into camping, it's just a really great way to get your kids outside.
As you were mentioning during the break, all of these places we've mentioned, well, I mean, not all of them, but the majority have settings for conference, business meetings. You did all your gift shopping for Christmas. The gift shops that these offer, and a lot of them specialize and have local
artists
or products, and gift shop stuff is all from other local companies and mom-pop shops.
They just fill your head with all kinds of ideas, you know, just all the, and it's inspiring. Just between the plants themselves, the hardscapes, the artwork you can put in your yards and stuff, and then the classes.
It's right at Grant and Alvernon, and they're celebrating the Year of the Tree at the Botanical Garden. Boy, now when you're ready, as you've made your way from the Sonoran Museum over to the Botanical Garden, you've past a lot of great places to stop and grab a bite to eat as well. Pat's Drive-In. Listen to what Roger Naylor says about, have you had one of the Sonoran hot dogs, Betty?
Is that the jalapeno hot dog?
Yeah, kind of invented in Tucson. The place he would recommend is El Guero Canelo.
Have not been there.
Here's what he has to say. I rue the day I ate my first Sonoran hot dog, because it's one of those specific and persistent cravings that can't be satisfied with anything else. The Sonoran hot dog is the Sonora cactus of wieners.
Don't they serve those at the Saba Home Show, too?
Yeah, they do.
I never can get past a tri-tip to go try one, but I guess I'll have to try this year.
Yeah, it's well worth it. And where did we eat just last month with all of our Rosie on the House partners? A restaurant called
Reforma.
It was near
the Botanical Garden.
Yeah, it's right on Campbell. It was some of the freshest Mexican food I've ever eaten, Reforma. And it is right on Campbell. Nice setting. And I am not a big Mexican food fan when I go out. It all tends to be a little bit too heavy and, you know,
they put way too much sauce and cheese in most places.
They do. And
it's hard for me to say there's ever
too much
cheese.
Yeah. Jennifer's Mexican food is so good. If I'm in the mood for Mexican, I just wait till she fixes up some of her chicken enchiladas. But this really was a great dining experience at Reforma. So there's just a couple great places from my experience and from Roger Naylor's experience, places you can stop and eat as you go from the Sonoran Museum over to the Botanical Garden.
And I've got nothing against Pace picante sauce, but man, you talk about fresh salsa, you just you don't realize how good salsa really is until you have it just that perfectly fresh. So from there, there's a lot of other places. You know, there's only so many destinations we could put in one article, but in Tucson, you also have Reed Park, and they have a zoo as well.
Yeah.
That's a great place to see. But head north at that point, pick up on 77 as you're passing through Oro Valley. And that whole drive, just being able to look at the Catalinas, you know, there's plenty of places you can stop and turn off and take pictures. But those mountains, there's just something about them that you can't help but just stop and stare at it and get lost thinking back what it would was like 100 years ago.
Oh.
None of this was here. And
at the steam pump house ranch, Poosh Ridge, Romero Canyon, Catalina State Park. I mean, that was all just a fabulous area to homestead. And as you're driving north there through Catalina, and you can hit the biosphere just for giggles, go in and check that out. But where we're taking you next.
You have an impasse. You can stay on 77
yep.
to get to Boyce Thompson, You'd eventually have to turn off at 177.
That's a pretty drive.
Or you'd end up in
Winkleman, you know.
It is.
Nice historic little tour right there.
And I'm always one to generally take the road less traveled, and that would be less traveled than 79. But I would miss my Rock Bottom Cafe in Florence if I did that.
Now that, you know what? I don't think that was open when Roger wrote this book. But that, because that's only been open like about 3 or 4 years, I believe.
I think it's longer than that.
I don't know. Is it?
Because I haven't been traveling that 79 since I moved to Whitman. I mean, all my trips to Tucson are through Gila Bend and 8.
Because they used to have the great hamburger shop south of Florence at Three Points that burned down. I hated seeing it. It was a woman's name. I can't remember the name of it. But I hated seeing that place burn down because, boy, that was a good cheeseburger. So maybe I was always driving past, what is it, River Bottom? Creek? River Bottom? Riverside?
It's River Bottom. I said Rock Bottom at first. Yeah. But it's kind of a joke because it's on the dry river and the sign on the restaurant says, you know, water's so clear you can see the bottom of the river.
The Gila River. So you grab a burger there.
Oh, I gotta have a cheeseburger.
You're gonna need to walk it off.
I'm sure there's other stuff on the menu.
Abbott, get up to Florence Junction, turn right, and drag yourself right into the right before you get into the beautiful little town of Superior. The Boyce Thompson Arboretum.
Do you know,
and there'll be plenty of area at Boyce Thompson to walk off the cheeseburger.
It's a lot wilder look and feel than the other ones. It's not the other ones are more have a more of a groomed feeling, but this is actually Arizona's oldest and largest botanical garden. And do you know who runs it? Our friends at the Arizona State Park. Did you know it was a state park?
I should have known that.
Yeah, it's
I
really
don't
cool.
know that I did.
It's 323 acres, and they specialize, I think, in when I think
of
Boyce
Thompson. Oh, you got two cheeseburgers at River Bottom, then.
It's 323 acres, and when I think of it, I think of trees. I mean, it's just got this fantastic, it's in a, kind of a, in a canyon, so and there's a, it's not for the, I mean, you have to be able to hike around. It's quite the trail when you walk, if you walk the whole place.
You see trees and think trees. I think geology.
Mm.
There's the Picket Post Mountain there. There's the Apache Leap. And they actually have a geology tour at Boyce Thompson.
Oh, they have all kinds of great tours. Yeah.
And it is on Queen Creek. That actually is really a creek. And it does run. And underneath the shade canopy of the Arboretum, it's pretty much year-round.
It was started in the 1920s by mining magnate Colonel William Boyce Thompson, and he had actually served in the Red Cross Mercy Mission to Russia, and somehow that triggered in him this love of plants and this desire to educate people, and this is part of his legacy that he left.
Before, I'm gonna do a little parenthetic injection here.
Uh-huh.
Before
How unusual.
before we continue on Boyce Thompson, we have a caller that wants to give us some detail on my old favorite hamburger joint south of Florence that burned down. Good morning.
Good morning, Rosie. How are you?
Hey, good. What was the name of that place? I want to say it was like Christie's or Carol's or.
No, Yolanda's Chuck Wagon.
Yolanda's. Are you from right around in that area?
No, I'm not, but my ex-father-in-law had a little three-piece country rock band called Frontier Justice, and they played there about once a month. And I actually performed there myself back in the 80s.
All right. Well, I don't know. When did it burn down? That has to be about 10 years ago?
That's about right, yes. Yeah. And now this property's all cleared out, and it's owned by that Greek Orthodox monastery that's across the highway.
I didn't know that. Now, what is your name?
My name's Doug Osborne.
Now, when you're driving into Florence from where Yolanda's used to be, who planted the miles of pine trees on the west side of the highway?
You know, I want to say it was probably the Greek Orthodox monk.
Was it really? Okay.
That's
been
what I think, yeah.
I've always been curious where all those pine trees came from. Well, listen, thanks for the call. Yes, Yolanda's. All right. That finishes our parenthetic about great burned out restaurants in Arizona. And that was a great little dive. So I'm gonna put you back on stage, Jennifer. You're at Boyce Thompson Arboretum.
Well, since you keep talking about food, isn't there a place right in there that you like their fried ice cream? Isn't there a little place you got? You
in Mike's Superior?
Stuff? Yeah. So if you're going to leave Boyce Thompson, Superior's not too far.
No. Yeah, you're right there. Yeah.
Isn't that something you do when you go up there?
Sometimes.
Boyce Thompson also has an annual plant sale, though I'm not readily seeing the date for that one.
Well, I'll tell you the other thing we've done at Boyce Thompson that I really like as well is they give a class on harvesting cactus fruit. All the different fruits that are edible on the cactus plants. And the only one you and I haven't tried yet is we've got to try and harvest the saguaro cactus.
Need a long pole.
I know. But they've
got to get them before the birds do.
You got to get them before the birds do. But that's a great class. And then there's another class there called Tom's Top 10 Desert Plants.
Now that one, I clicked through and he doesn't tell you anything. You got to go take the class.
Yeah, right.
I thought one of us could go take that and share it. That looked like, or maybe we'll get him on air and he'll give us a little cheater class.
All right.
For the majority of the state, as it relates to elevation, soils, land, Boyce Thompson's probably the most applicable to the majority of the living area in Arizona.
That's true. That's true. But when we get back, we're going to take you up into, where are we going, Jennifer? We're going to go up to Prescott. And we're going to be talking about?
Charlotte Hall Museum.
And that will take us into the topic of?
Roses. All plants, but they have a beautiful rose garden. So we'll talk about that.
All right. You're joining the Romeros on a road trip today, this hour, through the great state of Arizona, where we have taken you to great places for you to go grab landscaping ideas for the landscaping makeover at your house, as well as great little places to jump in and grab a bite to eat here or there, given our experience of dining throughout Arizona, as well as I'm drawing from a book from our good friend Roger Naylor. It's a book called Boots and Burgers, an Arizona handbook for hungry hikers. And it gives you great trailheads and trail locations, as well as great places when you're done with the hike to go ahead and have a great hamburger, Sonoran dog, or Satchmo's barbecue.
Well, that's
sandwich.
Why you hike.
That's why you hike, to earn the right to grab one of these great meals. More when we get back, when we head up to the cool country of Prescott, and we'll talk roses.